You want to connect with Radio for Winners? Follow us on Twitter at Radio for Winners. Send us an email, rfwshow@gmail.com. Follow us on Facebook at Radio for Winners. Or take a look at our website at www.radioforwinners.com.
Good to see you.
Good to see you, Don.
I like seeing you guys.
Good to see you as well.
Why don't you move?
Hey, good to see Tony. Good to see Don. It's good to see everybody.
We haven't seen each other in a while.
This should really be the intro.
We want winners here.
You smell like a winner.
From days of long ago. From uncharted regions of the universe.
Right! We can't have anyone freak out there, okay?
Well, we better get on with it.
Broadcasting live, it's Radio for Winners. Here are your hosts, Tony, Jeremy, and Don. Radio for Winners, Tony, Jeremy, Don here. A new episode, a new week. Last week we had...
last couple weeks have been older shows that we hadn't played before, so they were new to everyone that listens, all four of you.
Now,
but they were older ones.
Thanks for listening.
Last week was Nerd Night.
Did you get any feedback on Nerd Night? Because I had absolutely zero feedback.
No, I didn't get any feedback, but I never get any real feedback.
I got some feedback.
What's your feedback?
The feedback was, you two are nerds.
Oh, well, that was from you, though. That's feedback from Don.
That is feedback from me. Was I even there for that episode?
Yeah, you played pool for half of it. You were kind of just staring at us in angrily for a while, and then you just got up and played pool.
I don't understand you two.
There's I'm waiting for the new Blood Bowl to come out.
What is that?
It's not out yet. Blood Bowl, we talked about it.
It's miniatures-based fake fantasy football with orcs.
Oh, right. Watch this.
Look at that. Don's left again. Let's not talk about Nerd Night all week, so Don will actually talk.
Don, I picture you being deep into the Olympics right now. We're a weekend.
Balls deep in the Olympics, Don.
Weekend. Hockey's starting up.
Hockey is starting up.
And Don is just balls deep.
I am balls deep into the Olympics. So much so that I brought some friends over, and we put our balls out in the snow and made the Olympic rings.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is something. That's a new tradition.
It is.
New tradition. Are you really watching the Olympics?
I am not.
I have not watched 5 minutes of
the
Olympics.
I have watched Bob Costas' eye infection
move
from the left eye to the right eye. Right eye.
That's true.
I think they said that it's the most talked about eye infection in the history of television, so I do find that very fascinating.
And that beats the time Alf got an eye infection, which is pretty the previous
four. What did I see the other day? I saw that the Russian figure skater that had to pull out because he hurt his back, and now there's a big backlash in Russia. They're calling him very old, and he was a Russian hero, but now he backed out.
He's going to die after the Olympics, so I hope we all enjoyed seeing it.
The Russian government has now said that they're putting laws in place that say that you can only participate in two Olympics because they say he's too old, and then they're like, well, what about Alex Ovechkin, because he's already participated in two Olympics, and how does that work? So they're all like in an uproar over this guy, this male figure skater doing that, but... The fun stuff is, I think, coming up, right? So you have...
hockey was this Saturday morning.
But it keeps going.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's still hockey.
What other sport besides hockey is there really worth watching?
I have not watched...
Curling?
I have not watched any curling yet.
I watched a little bit of the biathlon,
the
where
luge.
People cross-country ski and shoot
rifles.
Why is that a sport?
It's endurance. Because it's so tough to do cross-country skiing, and then have to hold a rifle still enough
to hit targets.
Right.
It just seems like a lame sport. It seems like something like a drunk guy does. Like two drunk guys are like, hey,
No, they foot race in front of another guy's house. And they drive to the beach at 4 in the morning to look at stars. That's what drunk people do.
That's true.
So while we were watching the biathlon, the only thing I've watched on the Olympics at all, my son walks in the room, and he looks at the TV, and he turns around and goes, this is awful. It's not baseball, and then walked out again. That's pretty much my summary of the Olympics so far.
That's good. Well, guess what? Baseball's right around the corner.
I know, I'm very excited.
And guess what? When he walks in to see the Orioles are playing, he's going to go,
this is awful.
And
where's
walk
football?
Out. Huh? That's what's going to happen.
No,
hey, you know where you could
good.
Do biathlon? Asheville, North Carolina.
Is that true?
Oh, man, we're going to jump to that already.
Yeah.
Wow.
Already. My wife and I took a trip to Asheville last weekend.
It's nice.
That's why we had an old episode on.
It's nice.
We're out of town.
We're looking to possibly
relocate.
Don and
I tried
to
do our own two-man show, and it turned into pretty quickly just
us. So you're looking to relocate there?
Yeah.
Where you can cross-country ski and shoot your rifle while you're on your way to the Circle K.
They are known as Beer City.
I did not know that.
I did not know that either until I went down there. But the problem is I don't really drink now. I mean, I rarely drink, so it's like it's not really a
What beer has come from Asheville?
You know, I don't even know how to...
Pabst Blue Ribbon. Not
Delish.
From Asheville.
We have a lot of micro brews starting to sprout up.
Yeah, well, that's everyone's
thing.
Doing that.
Yeah, and I guess that area is like starting to become known for.
God, Tony's gonna start posting on Facebook.
Oh, look at the He's gonna grow a really sweet beard.
I'm going from obstacle racing to making my own beer.
Getting super fat again and making your own beer. This one's got bacon lard in it.
I just went to the Wegmans and I got some pomegranate and I mixed that with some blueberries.
I got my cherry sour beer I made.
Out in my garage currently is frothing some pomegranate blueberry brew.
Although I have a lot of friends that do brew their own beer and it's actually pretty good, but I'm too lazy to do it.
My next door neighbor Steve is coming over later. We're going to partake in a few brewskis.
I see Donna's kind of guy who'd make his own beer.
Do you see me making my own beer?
I can see you doing that.
I think if you didn't have three kids, you might make your own beer.
I actually, because I have three kids, I watch that Moonshiner show very, very closely because I am thinking about this summer making a still.
So after the Moonshiner show, they've been playing this other show about guys that dig ginseng. It's called Appalachian Outlaws. It's all these guys that they basically go on other people's land and they go out and they dig wild ginseng, but they call it sang. Hunting for sang today. It's called Appalachian Outlaws. I've been hooked on it all week.
Why have you not tweeted that out?
Because I've been very busy tweeting about video games. I don't know if you pay attention to my Twitter, but no one does because I literally talk
Actually,
about
I
video
have,
games all day.
But I keep wanting to reply going, what are you doing?
I'm a grown man playing a lot of video games.
All right, so, okay, all right.
Appalachian Outlaws.
Is that based out of Asheville?
It is. It's all over the Appalachians, so I think it's nearby.
The Appalachians?
The Appalachians.
You mean the Appalachian?
Nope.
Nope.
That's not how they say it on
Appalachian.
On Appalachian Outlaws.
The Appalachian Mountains.
Going down 81, there's a museum like in the middle of nowhere called the Appalachian Middle Museum, like Mid-Appalachian Middle Museum, something like that. Anyway.
Did you stop in it?
Do you know where the Appalachian Mountains run from? Where does it start and where does it end?
Pretty
it
sure
from,
it
like,
starts at Curtis
Georgia
Bay,
Maine.
And it ends about Boston.
Georgia to Maine.
Yes.
I'm really good at geography.
Yes, Maine to Georgia. Very good, Tony. Mm-hmm. And you stopped at the
close.
Museum.
I did not stop because I'm like, what am I going to see?
Most of the show's in West Virginia, but there's a guy from Georgia, and he's intruding on their territory. They don't like him.
How many Cracker Barrels are available at the Asheville?
Down 95, every
Asheville.
Exit.
Every exit. That's my favorite. When I take a road trip down there, I'm like, oh, we're stopping at the Cracker Barrel. And then my
Sonics.
Wife realizes at
there's
the third.
Sonics everywhere.
At the third Cracker Barrel that we've stopped at in an hour.
You guys actually like
I got to get
barrel?
Licorice whips.
I can't stand Cracker Barrel.
Oh, I love Cracker Barrel. Where else can you get a $10, 12-pound chicken fried steak?
What are you talking about? And you can get a rocking chair and strap it to the roof of your car?
Oh, that's man. Terrible. It's amazing.
I refuse to stop at the Cracker Barrel.
I figured you like Cracker Barrel. There's a lot of white people there.
Hey. I love the Cracker Barrel. Get the pancakes.
Oh, their breakfast is great.
You can have it all day. Have a breakfast all day.
Yeah, but I don't know. I mean, I kind of line it up with IHOP, and IHOP is good for maybe once a year.
IHOP is awful.
IHOP is not compared to there.
That's
sometimes I think Cracker Barrel is a lot like, you know, IHOP.
Hey, have you guys been to Bob Evans?
Yeah, I don't like Bob Evans, but they have a really good breakfast as well.
They actually, Bob Evans will come to my work, but the thing is, Bob Evans is like, the restaurant is literally like 30 feet away from my work. Like, it's right next door.
So they
to
deliver it. To your work?
They will come, they will like set up like a kiosk type thing and like and sell out of the work. But I'm thinking, like, if you need to come 30 feet away to sell your food because people won't walk 30 feet to you, your food probably needs to be relooked at.
I guarantee you look at the financial numbers there, they make money off of that.
Oh, I guarantee they do. Because if I was walking into the office and in the lobby, there was someone selling me like chicken fried steak, I'd be 200 pounds heavier, but I'd get
also,
it every morning.
You could also walk out the door and walk 40 feet
That's not
away.
How it works.
But then I have to make the effort, and I would be like, no, I really shouldn't eat that. I
shouldn't eat it now.
I'll have my V8 and celery I brought.
It's also Bob Evans, which is terrible.
Their breakfast isn't bad.
I've never been there.
They have a roast beef hash.
I just know
incredible.
that steak for $8 cannot be a good cannot be a good deal.
Can we get back to why you're moving to Asheville?
We want to...
Can you turn your microphone off for 1 second?
Yeah.
Turn off real fast.
Again, he can hear you with the microphone off. That's not how this works.
Oh, what is it?
But go ahead.
I thought, should we post something on Craigslist? Like, look for like another person?
I think I already got a guy.
Okay.
I already got a guy.
All right. Hey, so why are you moving to Asheville?
We're looking to make a change. And
so are we.
What a coincidence.
Sorry.
Actually, the change would be refreshing for both of us.
So are we.
We like the area a lot, and I can take my job down there, and my wife has an option to work down there as well until she has kids, and then, we just like the area.
So, 9 months from now, she's going to...
That hasn't been announced yet, but...
Oh, wow, look at that. No, I'm just kidding.
No, within an actual year or
so. I pictured Tony living in a log cabin, like the cabin from Beverly Hillbillies before they struck the oil.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what he's going to do. Well, I mean,
a little wood burning
Asheville's
stove.
Actually a very nice, very nice town. I've been to Asheville.
Yeah, have you
I
ever
did
been
like
to Asheville,
it.
Don?
I think I have, yes.
I think Don just has this image in his head of like...
I believe it or not, I
am... dancing outlaw.
Walking on air. That's pretty good, huh?
That's very good. My turn I to love say, North Carolina. So you've got... You've
but
got
not Asheville.
I do like a bigger city. I do.
Oh, yeah.
But I've got relatives live in Raleigh. But Charlotte, I love Charlotte.
We like Asheville because it's like a city environment with the downtown, but it's also like a small town, but it's not that just...
They have like a fountain.
They have a fountain in the middle of the town and a statue of the mayor.
Is there a clock tower?
It's a small city without being a small town, if that makes sense.
It sounds to me like Back to the Future.
Is that on their cards, like their postcards?
That's on
Asheville,
their
a small city without being a small town.
Gosh,
move
that's
here.
That's a great one.
That's good.
If you what is it? If you lived here, you'd be home already.
Yeah. That's every other town.
Yeah.
So we found
every
we found,
apartment complex in Crofton.
We found a couple places we like. One is we're just gonna rent for a year before we buy. One is backs up to this complex backs up to a like nature preserve.
Okay. Which means it's probably more expensive.
And it has a trail that goes into
it's an
reserve,
apartment
so
complex?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's like a townhouse kind of complex.
The rent's going to be like $40 a month.
That's the nice thing is it's like about 60% cheaper than up here.
Yeah, the guy next, the townhouse next to me is renting for like $2,500 a month and people are paying it. And I'm like, what?
Tony's going to come back wearing like Gucci and like, you know, look at all the stuff that I can afford now. That
gold chains.
I live in a $20 a month apartment in Asheville.
He's going to have like all this work done. He's going to, it's going to be amazing.
So what kind of work would he have done?
Just a lot of work. Like,
where would you start, Jeremy, if you were consulting Tony right now? Where would you start?
Well, you know, we can talk about that later. We talk about Bruce Jenner. I think that's a good look for you. If you've seen pictures of Bruce Jenner now,
it is
we'll
a good
get your
look.
Adam's apple shaved yeah. down. You let yep. your hair grow out real long.
Cut that chin down a little
it looks
bit.
Looks real good.
Yep. I want to get eyebrow implants.
Yep. Long hair. Long flowing hair. Don't forget the breasts. Don't forget the breasts.
He looks real good. He looks real solid.
Very nice.
Now, the second place is closer to downtown. It's like a historic inn of some sort. It used to be a historic... Well, this is the history.
George Washington
used to
slept
be,
here.
And my wife like loves this place. I was like kind of sketchy on it.
Which means you're moving in tomorrow.
That's yeah. right.
Yeah.
It's yep. already... Lease is signed.
It started out as like a historic inn, or as an inn, I guess. And then it became a military hospital.
Yeah, nothing starts as a historic inn.
I'm a dummy.
I gotta open up a historic inn.
Oh, well, I'm a big dummy.
It started off as an historic inn. That's how it got
started. It was America's first historic inn.
So it started off.
Wow.
It started off as an inn, and then it became a military hospital in World War I. And then from like 1930.
All I hear, all I'm listening, all I'm translating here is outside plumbing.
And then from 1930 to year 2000, for 70 years, it was a mental hospital.
Until 2000, so it's recently
yeah,
a
yeah.
mental hospital.
The last 14 years, it's been converted to apartments.
I think this actually fit. You're going to end up there because just like your current apartment complex, which sounds also a lot like
a mental
home,
hospital, yeah.
You're moving into another one.
Do you wonder why your wife does the job that she does and yet wants to move into an old mental facility?
No.
Get better care for Tony.
See, I think you need to live closer to downtown. Just to you get the downtown experience before you start having kids. I mean, if you're thinking about having kids right away,
no.
Move to your nature preserve and.
No, I think we want to closer to downtown and kind of just you know.
You want to walk places.
Explore the life for 6 months to a year before we start.
Post some pictures. Post some pictures of this place up on the Radio for Winners site.
I don't know. It's the problem is it's very hard to get into that place.
You have to be really committed.
I had to jimmy the window open.
You have to be committed
to get in there.
That's what he Look
said.
At that.
Hey, everybody.
Bing bong.
So, you know, but it has a waiting list. The place by the preserve has a waiting list. So a lot of places have, the nicer places have waiting lists.
Why don't you just buy a house?
Because we don't want to buy a house yet.
Why?
We just, I don't know. We don't really know where.
I don't know.
I'm waiting for the market to hit its peak.
Well, because
I know that it's rebuilding. I want to make sure I wait and pay way too much for this place.
If we get down,
I'm waiting for interest rates to go up.
I'd like to pay 10% on my mortgage.
If we get there and after 2 months we're like, yeah, you know what? We don't like this place. And then we can always
well,
come
that,
back.
That is a smart call. Renting also, for a year to see if you like it or not. Is
also,
a good idea.
Like we've been down for like 3-4 day periods over the last, you know, 6 months, but we haven't actually really explored the area to know which area is a good area to buy, which areas, you know, not so great. So, I mean,
I don't know if you're aware of this, but there are people that you hire to help you look for houses that
will
do that
called?
Work for you. I believe they're called house finders.
Oh,
that's the technical term.
House
I don't want to scare you guys off with, with legal terms.
Nice. Very nice.
Well, yeah, so what do we do about the show if you move?
It's over. It's done.
No. I think Don and I will run the show from here, and we'll Skype you in. We tested it.
Radio for Winners with Jeremy and Don.
Do we own the rights to Radio for Winners, or would we have to go back to...
I think that's actually... you owe money if you own Radio for Winners.
Do we have to pay Tony if we cut him out? Or do we go to like Radio for Losers?
We'll figure it out. If not, it's just going to be Jeremy and Don's NASCAR Hour.
I like that. We should do that.
Radio for Winners with Jeremy and Don and Big Gums Presley.
Big Gums Presley.
We're gonna Skype you in. I can't imagine the show's going to go on without Tony driving it. It's not going to happen.
Well, the problem, though, is I'm not going to be editing it like you got.
You don't edit it now.
That's true.
If by edit, you mean throw a beginning and end on it. Yeah, I can handle that.
Then you do a great job. Producer.
Yeah, I think it'll be. Well, we did a Skype test a few weeks back.
Yeah, and it worked.
It actually sounded better than when we were all together.
It's still not. And you were just outside the door.
I know.
It's still not guaranteed, though. I mean, you haven't actually put the money down. You haven't actually gotten the house.
We have.
You could be living here for the next 3 years before you move.
No, I've already got the car paid.
Yeah, that's just true. We between May and August, we think it's going to happen. But, you know, could always change.
Big changes afoot for Radio for Winners.
I think a lot of things are going to happen between May and August.
Summer, for example.
Summer.
That sounded
Onimus?
Onimus. Good times.
All right, let's go ahead and gloss right over that.
Yeah.
Right. I'll edit that part out.
Sorry.
Speaking of NASCAR, Don.
Yeah.
Since we brought it up, I know the NASCAR season starts next week.
It does?
And I know nothing about NASCAR at all.
All right.
But I think my goal now that football talk is done so people can listen to the show again is to get people to stop listening by starting NASCAR talk.
I like it.
I'd like to start a NASCAR segment where you can kind of go over a little bit because let's say I don't know anything about NASCAR, which is a real stretch because
right?
I know a lot about NASCAR.
Yeah.
So why should I get into NASCAR this season?
Because it's fun. It's exciting. You're going to see lots of new changes into their point system. If you win a race, you're pretty much guaranteeing yourself into the playoffs at the last 10 races of the season. A lot of fun, a lot of excitement going on this year. A lot more cars on the track this year competing to actually race for the race. Yeah.
So, okay, how long is the NASCAR season? Hold on. You know what? Let's get a theme for Don's NASCAR segment. I don't have a lot of songs about cars, but I do have a lot of songs by the cars.
You're moving to
so
Carolina,
we're good there.
Buddy. You're right in between the heart of it. What is this?
I don't have any songs about cars, but I have a lot of songs by the cars, so we're going to make it happen.
This is the only song that you could come up with?
Yeah, I like this song. It's about magic. I use it during my act. I make doves shoot out of my ass. It's going to be incredible. So, Don.
Yes.
How long is the NASCAR season?
It is, I think it's 36 weeks.
That's a very long season.
It runs from February to November.
Are there races every weekend?
There are not. Every they take like a week off here and there, but they will run for 36 weeks.
Why do they drink milk?
They
after
don't.
The race?
They don't.
There's
that's
some race where they drink milk at the end.
The Indianapolis 500.
Why no, they try to chug a gallon of milk, but you can't, so they throw up.
So why are they?
This is what
milk?
I know about NASCAR.
So what's the difference between Indy 500? And
I
NASCAR?
Think it has something to. I don't know the answer to that, but
come
I think
on,
it,
Don.
I think it has something to do with like the dairy farms in Indianapolis.
Oh, that's stupid.
Yeah. I think. I'm not sure. That's
this
only
NASCAR
that's
segment
only
is
the
gonna
Indy.
Get us so many new listeners.
I don't think is anyone really watch NASCAR?
Don does.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I've taken off work Thursday and Friday, as I always do every year, to watch the qualifying races, to watch the truck race on Friday night. You got the nationwide race on Saturday and then Sunday the Daytona 500. It's the kickoff of the season.
So why don't you just watch the last couple minutes of a race?
Because then you miss all the excitement leading up
just
to
crashes.
The race.
You're missing crashes.
So now you're going to see a lot more excitement because winning the race is going to count a lot more than it ever did. So the theory behind it is that drivers are going to push themselves to the limit as opposed to just trying to finish the race and get the points for finishing second. If you win the race, you're guaranteeing yourself pretty much a spot in the playoffs. You see what I'm saying?
Yes. So winning a race is more than just getting some points now.
That's right.
Pretty much
you get to the playoffs, and playoffs mean big money.
So if you win the first race, you can stop trying.
You could, but...
Well, then there's money for each race, though, right?
There's money for each race, plus there's points for each race. Plus, you put yourself... The more races you win, you give yourself bonus points that puts you that much further going into the playoffs. It's like giving yourself an advantage going into the Super Bowl.
Now, is there a pick'em league?
There is not, but I had brought this up to Jeremy that maybe we should do a pick'em league, RFW should pick'em league. There are leagues out there, big leagues. You can do bigs with it.
Like, is there a Yahoo or an ESPN league thing?
Yes.
Automate it where we don't actually write
the ESPN, we can use our same logins.
Yes.
So we'll, you know what, I'll look into that this week, and we'll put it up on the blog and on Facebook, and if anyone wants to join our NASCAR Picks League, Don and I will be doing a NASCAR Picks League.
People will watch, and they will
have... We will have maybe seven people.
That's still seven more people than I expected.
How come Dale Earnhardt didn't finish that race? Well, Dale Earnhardt's been dead, sir, for
that makes him harder
several
to...
years.
He's dead?
Yes, he is. Rest in peace.
Unreal, number three.
Died, actually, this, believe it or not.
Or number eight.
No, he was number three.
Number six.
Number three. And the three is returning to the track this season.
Whoa.
Has not been on the track since the Daytona 500 in 2001, where Dale Earnhardt died. It's returning to the Daytona 500 in the Sprint Cup Series this season.
So they don't retire numbers?
They do not retire numbers.
Why not?
Because there aren't enough numbers, I guess.
They only have enough numbers to go as high as they can count.
They don't believe, which is 43. That's a Richard Petty, 43.
Jeremy, that joke is in poor taste for our new NASCAR segment. You're right.
There's a big race tonight.
But it's not. It doesn't count yet.
No, it's a money
race. It's like preseason.
It's a money race.
So how does league work? Do you know?
What do you mean?
We just,
our picks league.
You could do a...
are we going to be able to start? Doesn't the league start?
Next week. We have to do it this week.
So I'll put it up on the page and on Facebook, and we'll try to get people behind it.
I don't know if we have enough time with
Well, since no one listens and no one's going to read the blog or Facebook, we're good.
We'll tweet it out, too.
Well, there you go. Once we cross that threshold, we got it. We're in.
Tweet it to our 1,800 listeners. Followers. Yes, but you would pick a winner each. You would say, this is the driver that I think could win the race.
Do you get points based on where they place, or it's just winner take all?
Points where they finish, yes.
Man. Okay, I'm in for that. If you only have to pick one thing, not like I got to pick top three or whatever. I can just pick one person.
I mean, you could set it up that way, but yeah.
No. I want to make this as basic as possible.
Who's your driver for the week?
Okay.
Who's going to win the race?
I am down for this plan. This is going to be the biggest game that's ever hit.
How long
RadioForWinners.com.
Now, sometimes you have, you can't pick like the same driver. You can set it up so you can never pick the same driver ever again, which makes it even more challenging.
It's going to be a challenge for me since I don't know any drivers.
Right. So let's just do it that way.
The best part of this is when in like week five or whatever.
It's just
race
Don.
Five is everybody is beating Don.
Yeah.
And,
that's horrible.
It's going to happen.
Okay.
Don just got very offended. He's like, oh.
Such an ass. Good luck in Asheville.
We'll see what happens. We'll see.
How was my driveway, by the way, when you came in?
We've had a lot of snow. It was actually
very well maintained. Because I saw the last time we had 3 inches of snow, it was not shoveled. And this time it was perfect. It was all the way to the pavement.
Shoveled twice.
And did you do it by yourself? Or
did it by myself.
Did you have your kids out there? Like,
they were there shoveling off the top part of the snow, packing it down, which made it harder for me to shovel. But yes, I did it twice.
All right.
Just for you.
Any neighbors out there? Did you have like a whole... Like,
yeah, I got a slew of neighbors with snow blowers. And, they all did not rush over to help blow my snow. That's another thing, too. Like, if you own a snow blower, you like look away at your neighbors.
Yeah, because everyone's like, oh,
look, Bobby's got a snow blower here.
Except for the first year you have it. The first year you own it, you'll do everyone's driveway because you're like, this thing is incredible.
Yeah.
But after we've had as much snow as we've had this year, no one wants to do
that. Nobody wants to do that.
It's been a very rough winter.
But you just let them, here, I'll let you use it. Just bring it back. I mean, why can't you do that? You use it yourself. Like, I own a snowblower. You're my next door neighbor. You want to use my snowblower. Okay, when I'm done with it, just come get it. I'm not going to do it for you.
Do you have a snowblower?
I'm going to buy one.
Because you've just been really angry about your neighbors not sharing?
Yes.
Yeah. And it'll never snow again.
Never.
This will guarantee we never see snow in Maryland again.
Never snow again.
Tony will never see any in Asheville either.
Never.
Just because.
Just because.
He'll know a guy with a snowblower.
Just snow down there.
Did you know that, I guess this past weekend was Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
It was Valentine's Day?
Happy Valentine's Day.
Thanks. Happy Valentine's Day. Did you do anything for Valentine's Day?
We had dinner at the house. We had dinner at the house.
Uh-huh. Keep going.
The kids were at the table.
Oh, yeah?
And I said, hey, kids, why don't you leave the room and let Mommy and Daddy eat our mac and cheese by ourselves?
That is pretty hot.
And then I put on a sweater because my BG&E bill has been through the roof. My wife. I was going to continue that. I wasn't fun.
was pretty hot. I have to be honest.
I was trying to make sure
all
that
the
you
people
understood.
That lost interest in NASCAR just got super erect. They were standing at attention.
So I put on my Dale Earnhardt shirt.
That was pretty great.
What did you do?
Me?
Yeah.
I helped shovel my wife's car out, and then she went to New York, leaving me alone with my two-year-old for Valentine's Day. We made our own pizzas. It was pretty exciting. And then he went to bed, and I played a lot of Bravely Default on my Game Boy.
Wow.
Oh, Valentine's Day.
Now,
yeah, it's pretty great.
That's fantastic. The baby went with your wife?
Yeah, because I can't breastfeed him. I tried. Doesn't work. I'm just really upset. So he went with my wife.
Not the same.
She'll be back
Not
on Monday.
Same.
It was very exciting. Tony,
what'd you do for Valentine's Day?
Well, as the only married guy without children.
I'm getting some money out of this song.
I swung by Trader Joe's. Got their orange chicken.
Yeah.
And then came home and made that.
What'd you do with that orange chicken?
Put it over top of cauliflower rice.
Nice.
Whoa.
And then after that, sat down, watched 4 episodes of House of Cards.
Nice.
Are you enjoying? Is this the whole new season, the whole second season, or are you
second
doing the
season?
First season?
And this is what I like about Netflix is they upload all their
all the episodes at one time.
At one time, you don't have to worry about them watching each week, waiting. You can get them all in within like a 5-day period if you want to. It's
yeah,
fantastic.
I don't have Netflix.
It's worth getting. And I don't know, but actually, outside of the shows, though, it doesn't have a lot of movies. Like,
it has a lot of movies, but it's
outside
not
of
as
just
new,
that one show.
It's not as new as like even HBO or anything. You get newer movies with HBO and the other pay channels, but you still get a lot of movies. But they have a lot of TV shows.
Not
TV
as many
shows
options,
is their
though,
thing.
Not as many options as you would have if you were to get the shipping.
Yeah, the disc, but that's an extra $8.
I think that's their thing, though.
But there are shows like, did you watch Orange is the New Black?
Yeah,
that's
I like that
theirs.
Show.
That
was
good.
Pretty good. Waiting for the next season to come out.
And then they also had the Arrested Development, fourth season.
Yeah, I refused to watch that.
I thought it was actually pretty good. Did you not like the old version?
I did not.
Did you try it and didn't like it, or you just hate people that liked it?
I tried it, didn't really like it, and then I don't like the people that did like it because they were such fanatical. There was such a fanatical element to those people.
It was good. I mean, it was definitely the weakest season of the show, but it was still very good.
Hey, Rufa, what's cauliflower rice?
Cauliflower rice?
Yeah.
Am I not pronouncing cauliflower?
No, what is it?
Explain what cauliflower rice is.
Oh, I thought you were just making...
No.
Cauliflower rice.
Man, we were so good at improv.
What is cauliflower rice?
Well, okay. this is how it works.
I should have left the music on.
Cauliflower rice. You take cauliflower.
I just take... By the way, the reason I'm asking this is because I get the boiling bag rice. Just put it in a pot of water. And then he said something about cauliflower rice. And go.
You take it, you cut it up, and then you put it into a shredder or a blender of some sort, and then you put it into a frying pan, and there you have it.
Wow.
Basically just like rice.
So it's not rice at all, it's just cauliflower.
Well, it looks like rice.
Okay. He had it over a bed of cauliflower.
He fried cauliflower.
Mm-hmm.
He shredded it with a cheese grater.
If you add garlic... And you add a lot of soy sauce, it doesn't taste like...
Ah, soy sauce.
Tony's cooking segment may be the next new segment on Radio for Winners.
Soy sauce. Nature's juice.
Before we wrap up, Facebook, you were talking about making some changes. I am unaware of any changes because I barely go on Facebook.
Oh,
now,
well, they did
the
make...
4 hours.
I guess, yeah, we could do a little bit of... Radio for Winners and the news! Yes, every week we find a new news item. We talk about it while we play the theme song way too loud, so you can't understand what I'm saying, but that's okay because no one listens to what I'm saying anyway. But this week it's about Facebook. Yeah. So Facebook decided...
I've already made my change, by the way.
Well, I bet you did. That, you know, before you could only pick for gender, male or female, and that's not enough. I want a lot more choices.
That's right.
They added a whole bunch of new ones. So, Don, I'd like to know which one you've picked out of these new ones. So there was male and female before, and clearly you didn't pick that.
No.
Now you could be trans male, trans male, trans person, gender variant, gender questioning, bigender, androgynous, pangender, and transsexual.
Ooh.
I'm going to be honest. I don't know the difference between half of these.
I can barely tell the difference between male and female, especially when I see Bruce Jenner.
Well... Yes, he does look awful nice. And I'm pretty sure he's still a guy, but a year from now, we could be talking about a different guy.
Could be talking about a dude.
So yeah, you could go on as trans female, which is a male that used to be, or a female that used to be male. I believe that's correct.
Female used to be a transgender. Yes.
Right, and a trans male is a male that used to be a female. Trans person, I guess you just don't want to let anyone know where you are. Maybe you're in the middle of the process. Like you got boobs and a dong.
You ever sat in a business meeting, like you get everybody into a boardroom, and you sit down and you're making decisions about your company and the direction that you're going? You ever done that?
Yeah, we do it every week, but we never get anywhere because we're a failing company.
What do you think the conversation that took place at Facebook, what do you think that was like when they made these decisions? Do you think that they had, like they pulled 15, 20 people into a conference room, put up some dry erase markers and said, go at it, write down some categories that we should add?
No, I think Facebook is a positive environment for people with gender issues. And I think Facebook is really where, you know, any online, any web design, like there's a lot of trans people on the internet, yeah. A lot of them. I didn't realize how many trans people there were.
Like that dude on Reddit with the two penises.
Like that's over, not a trans. That's just a guy with two dongs.
There's like over 600.
There's over 600?
Over 600 people.
Over 600 people. That is a scientific number.
They all go to TonyGrasek.com.
Yeah. But no, I mean, there's a lot of a large trans grouping on the internet. And I think it makes sense for Facebook to do it. But I also think that you're not going to get a lot of those people to use those terms.
But I think you're going to get a lot of people that also make fun of the terms by putting that down as their
like
term.
Like when Don switched his to gender questioning.
I like that one. That's my favorite.
Well, you know, that's yeah, that's very exciting. I'm hoping that we all change
that's a
little bit.
That's good. You know, gives us options.
It
and
does.
You know what?
Life's about options, Don.
Options are good. We still have two political parties, but we have many,
22 gender options.
22 gender options.
Very nice.
And we've never figured out what Don belongs to political party wise.
I thought he was androgynous.
No, political party.
I am a...
All right, another episode of Radio for Winners.
That does wrap another episode of Radio for Winners.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was half paying
Jeremy
attention.
Jeremy's still controlling the music. Still
yeah, I didn't well. Do well today.
See, this is why you can't move to Asheville. We all fall apart.
Nah, this show will be fine without me.
Might be better.
Yeah. And a little bit of Billy Idol dancing with myself. My name is Weisner. Join Captain Connors at the Food Lion and Red Lion.
Does this have anything to do with the gender? With your, what gender do you put down if you dance with yourself?
Unisex.
What are you doing?
I don't know what I'm doing. I was dancing with myself. We'll see you next week.
Three, two, one, go.
You can follow. You can. Contact Radio for Winners on Twitter at Radio for Winners, Facebook.com, search for Radio for Winners, or if you want to send us an email, hit us up on the Gmail, rfwshow@gmail.com.
Well, there you have it, folks. Another happy ending from the good people, Jimmy James Incorporated.